I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's all go on our WhatsApp group, Douglas Road Stunners Who Don't Care About Side Effects As Long As We Can Go Skiing. Lorna underscore White Range Rover said she used a bit of pull and is getting a jab of the Pfizer vaccine Thursday week, so she and Ken can nail down one of the top 10 villas in St Moritz for March. Fifi underscore 200 grand extension gave that three thumbs down and said herself and Brian are top of the queue for the Oxford University vaccine because we all know she suffers from her notions. I'm after hearing about this revolutionary new Cork vaccine called Langball. The good news is it's 98% effective. The bad news is it can cause shocking errors of judgment, and two of the test cases actually moved to Carrigaline. Is this true now? Jenny, Douglas Road.
My friend volunteers for a lot of trials. She said it's an amazing way to meet hot docs. I said, have you heard of Langball? She said, yeah. I said, what about the two people who ended up moving to Carrigaline? She said they had been living in Frankfield. Hashtag step up.
Hold on, going on. Herself is after falling in with a bunch of anti-vaxxers back in Bantry. She hasn't slept for three nights after being told that the drive-thru Santa experience in town is actually Bill Gates dressed as a man in red. And isn't he after putting vaccines in the lucky bags they hand out to the kids? I said to her, that's about as dubious as an impromptu party above an RTE. And didn't she storm off and go and live with an English anti-vaxxer called Clive who lives outside Goleen? He gets regular messages from the universe, no less. I wouldn't mind getting her back for Christmas because I haven't a clue how to work the oven. Is there anything to be said for writing her a poem, tell me? Dan Perry Andy, head out beyond Dunmanway or till you see four Vauxhall Vivas for sale?
Here's a limerick that might help. Your wife, she up sticks and ran away. It's all of the talk in Dunmanway. She feels so alive, getting jiggy with Clive. Have you tried Tinder? Hashtag not a limerick.
Hi, it's Rosaline here in Ballydesmond. I've been seeing this garden side in Bishopstown now for 3 weeks, and the whole thing is thickening up like Bisto. The only problem is I don't feel like I know him that well because a lot of our encounters take the form of a role play where he interrogates me for cigarette smuggling offences while I'm dressed in some get-up he bought in Ann Summers. I'm addled with the lust even thinking about it. Anyway, didn't he break off the interview last night and asked me if I'd like to spend Christmas Day with him in his mother's place and her living in Castle Martyr? I was completely taken aback. I said, you never told me you were from East Cork, you snake. Sure, that's just Waterford with the second pair of socks. Is this class of duplicity a red card offence, tell me? Rosaline Ballydesmond.
Nightmare. You think you know someone and they suddenly spring, I'm from East Cork on you. Only last night I was telling my Connor about a guy I was seeing from Yall and how it turned really awkward. He said, what was awkward about it? I said, it was last week. Ox. We're back in counselling.
Hey dude, I'm from the richest family in Ballintemple. Measured by the number of us that bought a coffee truck so we could meet posh chicks around the marina at the weekend. The thing is, I'm totally about the communism as well. Hashtag equality, hashtag Black Lives Matter, hashtag Biden 2020. And I think it's ridiculous that all the open air markets around Cork are aimed at beautifully spoken urban chic gangster dudes like myself. You feeling me? So myself and my colleagues in the Sound Rich Socialist Collective, Cork Branch, are setting up a market for the masses this Christmas. I've been put in charge of food trucks. My motto is, no noodles, no boar burgers. So like, what kind of food would Norries like from a food truck? Ed, Ballintemple.
My cousin is a Norrie. We call her, well, very rarely because she's from the north side, you know, that kind of way. I said, what would you expect from a food truck? She said to be served by an entitled knob end and a beanie. I said, you're going to love it from Ballintemple. No offence.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.